We're continuing from the end of Siman Mem Vav. The last thing the Rama mentioned was that a person should say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad, when we're at the beginning of Karbanos, when we say Ashrino Shenachnu Mashkim Ma'ariv Erev Avokim Ma'alon Pamayim B'chol Yom Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So we're basically saying it's praiseworthy or fortunate for the fact that we get to say Shema twice a day. But if you would not, this is Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, if you would not add Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Voed, then it wouldn't look like you're actually trying to say Shema. It just looks like you're saying what the actual tefillah means to be saying, which is we're very fortunate and praiseworthy for the fact that we get to say Shema twice a day. But you're not actually doing the Shema at that point. You're just saying it's a great thing that we get to do it whenever it is that we do get to do it. So therefore, you should say Baruch Shem, and in that you'll be Yotze the Shema. But the problem is that most of the time that we go to shul and we say these tefillos, we're not going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. I don't know how the Zmanim worked out in the different areas where the Jews have been situated over the years, but in the United States of America, it's not that easy to miss the Zman Kriya Shema if you're going to a normal minyan. Sometimes you go to a 9 o'clock minyan on Shabbos, you're in danger of missing the Zman Kriya Shema. You already missed the Zman Kriya Shema, but most of the time you're not going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema. And therefore, you're asking for trouble, because there is the Shita of the Ramban and a number of Rishonim who followed in his path, that just the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema is Doraisa. And therefore you're going to be Yotze Kriya Shema Doraisa when you say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. So the Mishnah Berurah recommends you should dafka have Kavana not to be Yotze. Right, he quotes from the Prima Gadim, you should have Bimachavit Shalom Latzeis, unless you're really actually afraid that they're going to miss the Zman. But when you're not going to miss the Zman, you're much better off being Yotze Kriya Shema together with the Tzibur, with the Brachos, in the exact format that Chazal originally formulated for it. And therefore, a person is supposed to try to have in mind not to be Yotze in the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema at that time. And then he quotes the Yesh Omrim that you're supposed to say the entire first Parsha, and it says it's even better to say all three Parshios, but nevertheless, again, have in mind, unless you need it, that you're going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema completely. Fine. And then he says that you're Yotze with this, and he says one more ha'ara in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel about this business with being Yotze the Kriya Shema during Karbanos. He said some people aren't even wearing their tefillin at that point. They don't put their tefillin on until afterwards. So he says that's a major problem. He quotes from the Dog of Mervava and Chedush Rabbi Kiva Eger that one should wear tefillin when he is saying Kriya Shema, because the Gemara says a person who says Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's ki'ilu meyed edus sheker ba'atzmo. So therefore, if it's impossible to put on tefillin before the Zman Kriya Shema is going out, then okay, what can you do? You have to say it without the tefillin, because you can't miss the Zman. But kol Zman that it's possible to make it within the proper time frame, you should make sure to be wearing tefillin. And this is true, you know, not just for this situation. It's true for, there's so many times that a person is in a situation where he's going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema, so he'll say Kriya Shema early. He'll say all three parshas of Kriya Shema early, like we said, like the Mishnah Berurah recommended, because that's the Shita of the Rambam, that all three parshas are Doraisa, right? There's every Shita is represented in terms of only the first Pasuk, the first Parsha, the first two Parshios, all three Parshios. So we want to be Yotze L'chol Adeus, including the Rambam, so we say all three parshas are Doraisa, and we say all three parshas of Kriya Shema. But you want to be wearing your tefillin when you can. So if you, let's say a guy makes it to shul in general and he's going to quickly say Kriya Shema, not to miss the Zman, if he can pull it off, he should put on his talis and tefillin. Definitely tefillin. There are other sources that indicate that wearing tzitzis is also very important. So he should put on his talis and tefillin if he's able to pull it off. That would be best. And then one last thing in the Bir Alach over here, he says that the Vilna Gaon Shita is like the Ra'ah. Ra'ah is not the only Rishon who holds this, but that the brachos and the Kriya Shema are one unit, and therefore a person should not say Kriya Shema without the brachos. So you should always, whenever you're trying to be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you should have in mind Shalo Latzeis, when you're saying the first pasuk early, because you're certainly going to be Yotze without the brachos. I don't know if he mentions it in this Bir Halach over here, but the Grah Shita is that if you're going to daven in a minyan that's going to miss the Zman Kriya Shema, you're better off even davening earlier, be yichidus, if there's no minyan available, to be able to say Kriya Shema with the brachos and get smichas gula tefillah all in the proper order. So this is no, but this is not the Minhag HaOlam, as we'll see. The Mechaber quotes from the Shita of the Rashba that you can be Yotze Kriya Shema separate from the Brachos. Only those who are very choshish for the opinions of the Gra try to avoid being Yotze Kriya Shema without the Brachos.